Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, gentlemen. That lead-in with Fancy Brian. I did not know you guys take cheesecake, but I'm glad to hear that. I make a cheesecake. But anyway, you know, Matt, I had a chance. I couldn't bring myself to turn on CPAP, that conservative party brouhaha that they throw, and capped off with Donald Trump's hour-and-a-half-long diatribe. But if this guy is not prosecuted and allowed to move forward, we're in a lot of trouble here in this country, because the 80 million people that we insist voted for Joe Biden are going to be absolutely disenfranchised. He's going to be reborn. All these people who said they'd separate themselves from him if he became the presumptive nominee will fall right back in line, and we'll be dealing with this again, him running for office. Coming up. So that Southern District of New York prosecution and whatever they can do down in Georgia for the bribe, he basically the whatever he was doing to try to get himself instated. I guess we'll see what happens on March 4th, right?
Yeah, you're right. And by the way, Slammer, congratulations. You're the third caller. You get a T-shirt. So at the end of the call, give Luke your mailing info and you'll get a Devil's Radio T-shirt. Yeah, let me pick up on what you just said. I think it's an interesting point. It's a very true point. Is Trump going to be prosecuted? Well, he should be, and in my judgment, he will be. Here are the obstacles, and here are the reasons for it. In Manhattan, they subpoenaed successfully his tax returns. They have some of the best forensic accountants in Manhattan looking at them. These are the best in the world. They're looking at him for tax fraud, for bank fraud. In other words, he gives inconsistent valuations for his properties depending on whether he's trying to pay taxes or avoid them, so he values them low. This is as alleged. We'll see if this comes out. Or he values it very high if he's trying to get a loan off him. He's alleged to have transferred about $24 million to consultants and taken deductions. These include his daughter, Ivanka, who's also on the payroll, some of these companies, and one of his advisors. She walks into the Oval Office. Daddy, how you doing? Good, Ivanka. I want you to consult me on something. Is it raining out? Gee, Daddy, I'm looking out. It doesn't look like it's raining. Thank you, Ivanka. Here's a check for $1 million. You know, that kind of thing. You can't do that. You cannot take your salary, turn it over to your family, say it's a consulting fee and pay no income tax on it. That ain't going to fly. That ain't going to fly for anybody. It's not going to fly for him. The obstacle is this. There is a woke feeling in New York that somehow we should have different prosecutors. Cyrus Vance is the Manhattan DA. He's one of the best in the country. He has a handle on this. And this isn't a normal prosecution. This is a prosecution where Trump is letting forth a full barrage of attacks on Cy Vance and the whole prosecution, lying, plenty of media, a whole disinformation campaign. It takes a lot of guts to stand up for that, a lot of judgment, knowing when to go into the court to try to shut it down, get him to stop commenting publicly, in which case he'll have surrogates do it, like Roger Stone, Giuliani. And the eight people running against Cy Vance, none of them have his credentials. All of them are creatures of identity politics. One of them is going to win, because Cy Vance may not run again because they're saying, well, we need somebody from a different culture. Well, I want somebody competent. And if somebody comes in there from another culture, in their view, they may very well want to prosecute Donald Trump, but they're not going to know how to do it as well as Cy Vance. And they may not have the knowledge on how to stand up to kind of extrajudicial pressure, contact, and threats from somebody like Donald Trump. So there you have it. Slammer, in my view, he will be prosecuted. He will likely be prosecuted by another lawyer. This particular election will be in November. The new prosecutor wouldn't take office till after that. So we have almost a year of Cy Vance doing it. And by then, whoever comes in, it just better be there to do the job. That's all I got to say. Better be there to do the job. And if he hasn't been prosecuted in a year because they're putting, it's a white collar case, white collar crime, heavily document oriented. If he has not yet been prosecuted by next November, if he doesn't run again, which he probably won't, whoever comes in there had very well better wake up and do the job and do it right. So there you have that. In Georgia, he extorted Reffensperger. He extorted him. He said, I need 11,780 votes because I lost by 11,779. You got to cook up one more vote than that. And I'll go around and say, hey, I won Georgia because I won one more vote. And like everybody's going to go, okay. No, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. But he said it. And he said, you know that there's a criminal consequence if you don't do it. That's extortion. If that happened in Milwaukee, if that happened in Chicago, New York, he would have been indicted already. Because he was president, they didn't indict him, but he's now been out of the presidency for something like a month and a half. And I know that the U.S. attorney for the federal prosecutor for Atlanta and the state prosecutor looking at him, they should indict him, charge him with that. The third one is the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., the insurrection. He's up there saying, go on the Capitol. Go on the Capitol. You're not going to take back your country without weakness. His surrogate, Giuliani, same time, is saying trial by combat. His son saying some stuff. That, to me, is serious and should be indicted. Also, you have the thing about what did he say, trying to sneak out of it on First Amendment grounds, saying, I just meant go up there and demonstrate, even though he groomed it. He set January 6th. He basically set out save the date notices, said there's really going to be some things going down then. I would prosecute him. I don't know if they will. So bottom line, somebody said on The View the other day that if he runs for re-election, he's going to run out of Rikers Island, which is the prison island in New York. I think that's right. I think he is going to be prosecuted in Manhattan, and he should be prosecuted in Atlanta. I would prosecute him in Washington, but that's less certain. So there you have it. The other thing I will say is the more this process plays out, the more you're going to have people who know it around the country think, oh, well, this ain't great. This ain't great. Even some of the CPAC people who were interviewed said, well, we got to get away from the old message that we was robbed, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking. Going on with something new. And only 55% of his base said that they wanted him anyway, which is pathetic, and it's going to go down. I think that all of this criminal attention on him is going to ultimately have the effect of weakening him to the point where even if he isn't prosecuted or before he's prosecuted, somebody else in the Republican Party will rise up with the same issues and run with less name recognition and less following. So either way, I think the Republican Party is in tough shape. One of the people whom I've said this before, they didn't vote for him. I voted for Obama and Biden in 2012, but is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, unfortunately, had a serious fall yesterday. He was unconscious. His eye was black eye. Went to the hospital. He's apparently fine, but he's a 74-year-old guy. He doesn't need this. And he joked and he said it was probably because they were saying mean things about me at CPAC. I wish him good health. I wish him leadership in the Republican Party. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.